off camera.
This feels like the last time we went off camera for the first time.
For the first time. The difference is this one's going live. I can just feel it.
It's going what?
Live. Like this one we're posting.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about all our dead friends.
What you mean?
Like the episode we had to kill.
Oh, yeah. We've killed too many. Too many. We've killed them. We've probably killed more episodes than...
We have up, definitely. We have up.
But such is growth, I suppose. And
yes.
Yeah. But we're also killing less.
Oh, now we're on point.
Yeah.
We're killing less. Now we are on point. That's progress.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone on Spotify, man.
And all the other streaming platforms.
No, I wasn't done.
Okay, okay. Shout out.
Spotify, Deezer, Apple. Is it Tidal?
I don't think we're on Tidal.
Not on Tidal. Come on.
My bad.
Mr. Carter. Try us out.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I didn't. I'll look into that one.
No.
Shout out Tidal.
We are here, black creators. I know how they feel about us. Let's connect here.
Let's.
Coming live from Bangkok.
Bitch. I think I have the better view. I'm sorry.
Than me?
I think so.
Okay, next time I'll sit that side.
Yeah, we can switch it up.
But I'm liking my view. The birds are just playing around us here.
They are.
Yeah, every now and again.
Just flying by.
Yeah.
I mean, it's understandable why birds fly.
Yeah. Like, but I'm just saying, just not to be this person, but we didn't see birds like this in Shanghai.
Yes.
So yes. I don't know if it's the air quality or
it's probably that.
The weather, we don't know.
Weather mixed with the air quality.
You reckon?
I think there definitely are days, but they're not that. They're so few.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hear it's like every day.
Bro, I think for me, it's I think. It was, like, that's one of the big changes, I suppose, from, like, back home in South Africa.
Yeah.
When you go from South Africa to China and you're like, yo, the air pollution thing is...
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And it's in, like, almost every city here. Like,
every big city has that problem.
Yeah, Tijuana, Tier 2.
Yeah. And that was funny because... Because I got sick a couple of times. Right? We weren't wearing
masks. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Insane. Crazy. Insane. Yeah.
So to see birds here, you know, but you know they.
And they're just playing.
Yeah.
You can see they're just playing. Sometimes you think just birds fly to go from A to B.
Nah, they just.
But they're just playing. You can see it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Getting what a city, in the man. Birds. Yeah.
What a city.
I think what we get to do is just the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, like the fact that we've lived, obviously, in our birth town, Johannesburg.
Yeah.
AKA Joburg.
Yeah.
And that we lived in Nanjing.
Yeah.
In China. That we lived in Shanghai.
Yeah.
And that we're here in Bangkok now.
Yeah.
And I just think we get to experience so much, like, and even, like, the times we spent in, like, Dubai, it's, like, there is something about cities. Like, I really want to go to, like, Berlin. I really want to go to, like, New York and, like, live there, right? Like, truly experience a place because there's nothing like it. Like, your outlook on things just becomes so different. Your goals, your values, how you even approach things becomes so, so, so different.
That's true.
So... It's definitely a blessed life, man.
Yeah.
Not many can say, you know. So we take full advantage of it every day and just stay grateful for it. But, Yeah, if anyone just wants to travel and just try it, man, you won't die, trust me. Yeah. Well, obviously be safe and go to like safe places.
I think at the same time, like, we can say to a certain extent that our doors are also open to anyone that wants to chat about that.
Oh yes. You know, like about traveling and stuff.
I think we've always sort of longed, I suppose, so to say, to have like a solid group of people that we can explore the world with.
We have.
Outside of the financial benefits, but just like building proper relationships with people that have similar interests than you.
Mm.
And just connecting with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are no, how do I put it? Like, this is open to anyone, bro.
Of course. You know, like we,
even if you don't know how to speak English and we cannot communicate, it's
we have been in those situations, so we will make it out.
Yeah. So if you're reading the subtitles in your language, this applies to you too.
Yeah. I really like how you put that, man.
Yeah.
I really like how you put that. Like, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's the digital marketing thing coming along?
Oh, man. Like, I'm really excited to do it, and I need to get back to doing it. So I've only completed the first module of the first course.
Yeah.
And my goal was to have completed at least the second and third module sometime this... Well, it was supposed to be Sunday, and it's Wednesday. But I've been so preoccupied with other things that are also very important.
Yeah.
But I have been trying to implement at least the like what I've learned so far, which like it's only been one module. So it's quite informative, and it's also quite like duh, you know, at the same time. And I think that's why you can make career changes, because it's like it sort of teaches you to be logical and not to be delusional about what it is that we're doing here. You know, it's like all of this is just, it's money just circulating around and around. And you just need to position yourself in a way that you're in someone's face until they eventually spend your money with you.
That's quite an aggressive outlook on it.
No, like, don't get me wrong. Listen, don't get me wrong. It's like, there'll obviously be that. It's like, I think what life or the era we're in now, it's like the artist/business. So I think back in the day, it's so well known that like artists die before they get their money, or people only get appreciated afterwards. But now people can get famous now and get their money now and their flowers now. So as much as it's all nice and all to create art and stuff, but you don't want to be broke in doing it. So that's what content creation is essentially. It's like, yes, of course, it is that human element of our community. And that's really, really nice. But it's like, we still need to eat and, you know, our bills need to stay on. Those are just the realities of life. So it's not to say that it being a money circle is a bad thing. It's just to say that it is one of the realities of, I feel, the era that we're in right now. I don't even know where all that came from. I feel like there's someone else to take
it. I respect that. I respect that. I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're basically saying, like, this is a new medium of making a living now.
Mm-hmm.
And this medium has found a way to sort of, like, be so inclusive.
Mm. You know, like, exactly.
It's made inclusive. You can come from a financial background. You can come from a hospitality background.
Mm.
You can come from no background.
Bro, it's for anybody.
It's for everyone.
And everyone.
You know? So yeah. I think that's the thing. Mm. Yeah. So
it takes a lot of stomach though. Like
yeah.
It takes a lot of fight and stomach. Like you have to respect the people who are where they are.
Yeah.
Like it takes a lot. Like sometimes people But sometimes people just, they think influencing is so nice and you look at people, but like as people who are also like starting out, doing our own thing right now, like you realize how much work people actually have to put in to be where they are, and you have to respect it. Like you have to respect it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's scary.
Everybody is hustling. Like, that is the air right now. I'm sure you know how they've named it, like, the Great Depression.
Yeah.
I feel like they should name this era, like, the Great Hustle.
Yeah.
Because you're always talking about
the digital hustle. Like,
because you're always talking about how there's many more millionaires right now than there was then.
But they're popping up left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at the same time, there's definitely more billionaires now than there ever was, you know. And bro, it's like, it, like, there was a time where there was no billionaire.
Bro, the amount of money out here?
Yeah. So
it's crazy. So
it is crazy.
At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, it's no different than someone going into an office and someone being a doctor or a lawyer, or, you know, like, everybody's just hustling. Like, it's just about getting that money so I can continue to live.
Yeah, and like I said, just a different medium.
Different, And I think it's taking people some time to wrap their heads around what the reality is. Because you still find people being shy to be like, hey, I want to be a content creator.
True, but I think the younger generations gets it so easily. Like,
of course.
They're so chilled, man. About it.
Of course.
And I think it also happened, like, when you look at the timing, it's like, it's so perfect, because if you were born in the year 2000, you're basically 24 this year, if my math serves me right.
It's definitely
or
right.
Or 25.
Which is crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
You've just graduated, and if you wanted to pursue whatever field further, so specialize in something, you can go off and do your master's and come out.
For sure.
So you could have done that, and then you come out and do like digital marketing.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Point I'm trying to make is like that's most adults now.
Yeah.
Who are entering the job space and they understand the digital field.
Yes.
So whoever is on it, it's late. It is late.
Ultimately.
And not to say this in a bad way, I'm saying it's late in that, like I feel like you can still take part in it, but the longer you take, the more difficult it is going to be to enter.
100%.
Or even understand. And I think that's one thing I sort of, like, learned from, like, my parents, you know, and this is with all due respect. But DVDs came out, and they were so chilled about learning the thing. Before you know it, there's now Netflix and YouTube and all these things. And I was like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Like, things are moving and at 100 kilometers an hour.
We didn't even waste a day on learning that.
It's natural. I think what you're also starting to see, which is, again, like, with the younger generation, like it is effortless for them. So it's like, you'll find, I know I'm seeing a couple of, like, of students, like, in med school, you know, and they're sharing their journey, they're making reels about being, like, for example, like, dentistry.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they build up all those followers, you know, they can start their practices way earlier than someone who's, like, in our parents' generation.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, so they're also using it in, like, guys, this is a day-to-day life.
Audience,
Yes, like, you can make this a day-to-day thing, you know.
Yeah.
We can all be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And that's just how...
Like, in your jobs and stuff.
Any job. Yeah. Everyone is making it. Like, there's someone, Shane, there's this girl I went to school with, and she's in project management, so she's always now and again posting, like, construction, being a construction site, and just information about that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, like...
Educate.
And I don't also, because that's another thing we always speak about. It's like, we don't have enough information to make such a big decision as to what you want to study, what you want to get into at the age.
Oh, yeah.
Like at 18 or 17 when you're applying for uni.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things out there, but you actually don't have the knowledge or...
Yeah. Oh, it's very seldom.
It's very seldom.
Yeah, and you're very lucky if you
and
do.
And not to be this person, but we can also speak on it because we worked at a university admission center.
Yeah, fair.
So we actually
we saw
the background. Yeah. Like, it's nothing personal, guys. Yeah. It's a system, and it grades you like this, and
that's it. Yeah.
And I think the saddest thing
There's no negotiating, even.
None. And I think the saddest thing is when people were on waitlisted on some, yo, put me in anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just,
yeah,
you know? And then it's like, we are young to make those decisions. Some of us.
Yeah,
some of us are young. But nonetheless, every generation, it gets better.
Yeah. Yeah. How did we get to this again, man?
It's giving.
It's you, man.
It's giving what happens on YouTube.
Anyways, guys, so...
I'm sorry.
We...
It's funny because whenever we have that moment in the pod, when we rewatch, it does make sense. It's not like, but it's like, it we know, sense. Okay, yeah. We just got lost in it right now. Yeah. I think it's the heat.
Yeah, it gets hot in here, man. We're trying to get good quality sound. My veins are just jumping up and down.
I can feel the veins in my head.
Yeah, me too, on the side of my head. It's insane. I feel like a young Piccolo. Do you know Piccolo? Do you know Piccolo?
Yes, I do.
Describe him.
Don't do this. Not on air. I will not have this.
Describe Piccolo, don't.
Just let me laugh. Where's he from? Where's he from? Just go on.
But basically, he's from Dragon Ball Z, though. He's that green guy who's always angry. And then the when he transformed, he'd have veins on his forehead.
What's his name?
Piccolo.
Are you very sure of that?
I am 110% sure.
I thought you were talking about,
it's
no.
It's P-I-C-O-L-L-O.
It's a Piccolo. Good thing. It's a good thing we
are. There's even a game after him.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I have to see this so I can laugh.
He's basically like, who's that guy? That squid on SpongeBob SquarePants. He's basically like that guy, but I feel like just cooler. Piccolo, man.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. You feel like he's cooler than Squidward? Yeah, Squidward is just a grumpy guy.
Yeah, so he's like grumpy but cool.
I see. Yeah. Okay. I didn't see him turning red. Do you mean this one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Piccolo.
Imagine watching Dragon Ball Z now. I think that'll be so crazy.
Yeah.
My last memories of Dragon Ball Z was like the end bugging. I think one of the worlds blew up, right? Is that how it ended?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my last, because I'm like, that's probably the ages that I would remember it.
Yeah, but it clearly continued.
It continued after that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You see how quick things move. You're left behind.
I'm completely left behind.
You're playing games.
There are a lot of things.
Yeah.
There are too many things to keep up with.
It's the same with Shameless. Season 1. I find it hard to digest season 2. I skip it a bit and I'll come back. I go back, it's mama season 4. I say, okay, I'll come back and go back to season 2. I find it hard to digest that chill. Hasha, season 8. You're telling me 7 years just went by like that?
Bro, it's giving power as well.
Oh, power been bugging.
Power just kept going.
Is it?
Don't you remember? Powers with ghosts in them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kept going and going. And then the sun was grown. And then I checked out.
Oh, yeah. Homeboy is like
hysteria. And he became a thing. Yeah. I didn't see it in that era.
Yeah.
Damn, I feel bad. Yeah. But there's so much to consume as well, man. Yeah. You can't keep up.
There's also life. There's also life. Like, we're
that's
all part
what
of
I'm
a
saying.
System. Like, you have to do something to and
he just live. Went left.
No, I'm just saying, like, come on, B.
No, I know, but I'm just saying
like,
that,
time allocation.
My goodness.
Didn't allow for such activities.
Yeah. It was a lot. And then there were spin-offs as well, but yeah, let's not go into that because it's just a downward spiral.
So, do you want to talk about this show here?
like what it is, what inspired it, or
yes, because I've been trying to get into it, but you've been cutting me off.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize. It's okay,
you can do the honors though. You're in a very chatty mood, I must say.
Maybe I should keep quiet.
No, go for it.
Do you wanna?
No, go for it.
Because I'm not sure. We want to be able to upload every day. We want to upload every day. And we also feel like there's a lot more that we can say and get off our chest in terms of, like, the pod. Because it's also a very different element. So I think it's nice to balance, like, those two worlds. Am I doing a good job at this?
A horrible job.
Oh, damn. You see why you should have taken it.
A horrible job.
You explain this. What I was
trying to say is, our numbers looked good on streaming platforms. And she thinks it's because we uploaded consecutively. And we're basically hopping on a train that we think is basically podcasting being like radio, where there are actually people that want to listen to podcasts every day in their cars, in their homes, and have it as a radio
vibe.
Type of show playing in the background or whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would like to be that podcast, and we feel the only way to satisfy such a listener is by meeting the demands, which is listening to podcasts as if they're radio.
Yeah.
Which is every day.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much to everyone that listened.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was quite humbling to see the downloads numbers. We're shocked.
We were shocked. I was so shocked.
We're so distracted by YouTube. So these episodes won't be on YouTube. Simply also because administrative purposes. YouTube does take long. And it just seems like this is more rewarding, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's also convenient on our side. So we can record every day as opposed to
once a week.
Yeah.
It's nice as well. Like, it is a little bit more chilled.
Yeah. Maybe one day you'll hear one of us just, because, again, like I said, we live in a society where you actually have to earn. So maybe I'm working and I'm busy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
For continuity purposes.
I didn't think you were going there, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah. Keep downloading.
Yeah. We all stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all stick together. We build the platform. We build the community. And as we're speaking now about digital marketing, so we are both enrolled in a digital marketing course. And in all honesty, it's to create a better experience for whoever comes into contact with our podcast. We're learning digital marketing, e-commerce. So if you are listening to this and you want to drop us an email, we probably do have check out our link and drop off your emails. If it's not there, it's still in the works. Yeah, go on Instagram.
That's for sure the best way to contact us as well.
Yeah. Even on Just Trots, www.justtrots.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can book flights and hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and experiences.
And experiences at competitive
prices.
It is that. Nothing complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also leave your email there. But yeah, there's a lot of ways you can connect with us.
The nicest one of all is to give us a 5-star rating on here.
5-star rating. We do appreciate the reviews.
We love this plugging segment.
Yeah, we love the plugging segment.
It means we're busy, guys. Yeah. Let's all be busy. Yeah. But thank you.
Yeah.
And
follow.
I love the space, man.
Yeah. Our first episode. Yeah. Well done.
Well done.
Great job.
I had
fun.
Lots of fun. Very therapeutic. It was.
Yeah.
My shoulders feel light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Out. It's all love from our side.